Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
When addiction takes control, getting help can change everything. Parkwood Behavioral Health System offers compassionate, evidence-based addiction treatment for adults right here in Mississippi. Take the first step today. Visit parkwoodbhs.com. Healing starts here. With limited exceptions, physicians are not employees or agents of this facility.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go, everybody. Welcome to the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Getty, Kelly Sander, Dima Mixon. We're all excited to bring you another hour of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and we appreciate you tuning in today. Opening segment is sponsored by Movie Star Restaurant. Visiting with those great ladies just this morning. They're serving it up right now. Every day from 11 to 1 o'clock, great, great food at Movie Star Restaurant. Friday nights as well, of course, the famous Sunday buffet. You've had a few buffets at Movie Star in your day, haven't you, Mr. Sanders?
And never once do I get questioned, are you going back for thirds? I never get questioned that at Movie Star.
Well, there was one time the fifth they asked me, and I said, well, I'll try to talk to him.
Well, see, they don't have the guts to ask me, but the food is so good. How can you blame anybody for going back?
Well, you can't. It's great. That's why people have been going there for 25 years. All right, we want to turn our attention to football. A lot of cool things to talk about today, including some we'll talk about that later, but some big-time leagues stepping up and saying enough is enough. We're just not going to take players back in our league from the National Football League, which I thought was pretty refreshing to hear, but we'll get into that later. Our first guest, he's very shy, and we're going to try to get it out of Marchant Kenny this fall. Marchant, I know you've been going to some classes to try to get over your shyness. Is it helping at all?
Well, speaking of class and being shy, I've got to get over it because I've decided to come back for a fifth year, man. So my recruitment is open based on all the events in college football recently. I'll accept NIL, and I told some people some Ward's gift cards, too,
available.
So
are you open to the WNBA by any chance?
If the money's right, I'm in.
I've always told you, Bob, follow the money. That's what it's all about.
Follow the money. Yeah. Follow money talks, Kelly. Money talks.
Indeed. Yeah.
Like Tim Floyd told me, I do a lot of stupid things for $5 million a year again.
So yeah.
There we go.
And for me, $20 is $20. So
Marchant Kenny, officially available for Ward's gift cards, his fifth year of eligibility. All right, Marchant, should I be worried? It's less than 2 weeks from football season, and I don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be, and I don't know who the starting offensive linemen are going to be.
I mean, as far as concern, the biggest concern I had was Ethan Hampton's injury at quarterback, man. I mean, so my wife has been involved in this Southern Miss stuff. This is coming on year six, and she has yet to see a starting quarterback from start of the season to the end of the season. And when Ethan Hampton got injured, I'm like, the trend continues, but it looks like he's going to be healthy, so we're less worried. I'm already going that game one with a starting quarterback that looks healthy and a clear-cut starter. So, I mean, you know, a lot of people around the nation are dealing with these issues with the roster change, overhauls, and, you know, we have obviously the largest one. But it seems people are getting more comfortable with Blake Anderson and what he's bringing to the table with this team. They had a good camp. Seems like the defense came together a lot more. I know I'm pretty excited about the wide receiver core. But, yeah, it's the season of unsolved mysteries right now, man. We don't know what to expect overall.
But if that injury to his thumb is and we don't know, and they won't share a whole lot because of the laws in this country, you know, your health information is protected. But if it's anything like the Joe Burrow injury when he hit his thumb on a helmet, Burrow, they said, was going to be back pretty quickly, and it took him 6 or 7 weeks to get back. Now, Blake Anderson has said, Marchant, that he expects Hampton to be 100% when they practice late this afternoon. But if you don't see Hampton today, and this is hypothetical, of course, but if you don't see Hampton today, read between those lines for us.
But I can't read between the lines. The head man said 100%. He didn't say 99.9. Kelly said 100%. There's no hypotheticals. There's no guesswork. Ethan Hampton's the guy. He's going to be under center. But just in case, you know, Liddy's got experience from last year. And John White's an up-and-comer. I mean, a lot of people were high on him coming out of high school. He started to make the throws. But you definitely want Ethan Hampton, who seemed to be the clear-cut starter under center.
But he has not been getting the snaps, obviously, that the other two guys have been getting.
Well, he's got experience. As many people know, he was starting quarterback in Northern Illinois in one game where they won at Notre Dame. And if you watch that game, the end of the fourth quarter, the whole fourth quarter, he made key plays on third downs and fourth downs to keep drives alive, and they eventually won the game in a tight game at Notre Dame. So he's got the experience. One of those guys, when you're at this point in his career, you can miss a week. You'll be all right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how I feel about it, because it's like, on one hand, I hear the argument about Hampton, you know, not needing the reps, I guess, if you will, since he does have experience. But on the other hand, this is a whole other team. I mean, he's got to have the reps with the first team offensive line, his center. He's got to have the reps with his running back. He's got to have the reps with his wide receiver. Now, I'm under the impression where I don't know what to believe anymore, because Anderson told us last Monday that he was pretty sure he'd play in the scrimmage, and he didn't even throw a football, like, at all. So I made the joke, you know, that Anderson had given us no reason to not believe him because he's just been so honest about his team. But then, you know, Hampton didn't play. So then I said on Saturday that maybe he did give us a reason to not believe him. I'm under the impression right now that Hampton is the starter. And because the way Anderson was talking about the other two, if you watch his postgame or press conference after the scrimmage on Saturday, if you watch those remarks where he said, it's been good to see the other two get reps with the ones while Hampton has been out. I don't think he would say that if the other two were actually in line to be in the quarterback position. You know what I'm saying? If this was actually a battle, he wouldn't say it's been great because Hampton's been out. We've been able to give the other guys reps with the ones. So Hampton has always go ahead.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. And the way you kind of worded the other two guys working with the ones, you know, not the name names, it's pretty clear to me that Ethan Hampton's the starter. And I just can't stress, he said 100% he's going to be ready this week. And if we were opening up at Auburn, yeah, you know, problems. But, you know, here we are at home against Alcorn State. You think you're getting a W and maybe get some mop-up time for the guys, John White and Liddy.
Yes, and the good news is they get that extra week. I mean, generally this would be game week, but it's not. You get a whole other week to prepare, so you give another week for Hampton to rest that thumb. But I'll be at practice tonight, and I'll certainly put out on social media if Hampton is or isn't playing. I expect him to play. I expect him to be there. And the first question is to Anderson this afternoon, from me at least, is Hampton your starting quarterback? And I expect him to say yes.
Marchant, what would
Kelly's holding you accountable to that, Demas. So we'll be looking for you, brother.
Well, remember, on this show, we try to cover it from all angles. Well, obviously, we want the best players to play, but we have to cover it from all angles. But I want to ask you, Marchant, when we get to game time against Alcorn, what do the Eagles have to do as a team, besides win the game, to put you more at ease as to where this team is, even in its infancy as a team?
I mean, in these games, it's always great having the SWAC in town. Alcorn State, Jackson State, when they're in town, what a good time. Nobody leaves at halftime. The show is unbelievable. Their band's put on. But, you know, this is one of those games where if you're a Southern Miss fan, I don't care how good we've been, how bad we've been in recent memory, you expect to win by numerous double digits, you know, but 20-plus, 30-plus, and look impressive doing it. This can't be a sloppy game. I do believe Coach Hall's second to last year, we opened up with Alcorn and didn't look impressive at all. And sure enough, the season didn't bode well. So you have to look good here. You just have to look impressive. You have to look dominant. You have to move the ball consistently. And you got Auburn right around the corner. And Dima says that's the gauge and where we're at. I think UConn is the week after that. But, you know, you got Auburn looming, and you just don't want Southern Miss fans like, oh, my goodness, how bad is Auburn going to beat us?
Well, I agree. It has to be total domination.
Right, I agree too that I think the real telltale game will be the third game of the year. You don't figure to go win at Auburn. You certainly hope that you're going to beat a SWAC team. UConn is the great uncertainty out there, I think, Marchant.
Oh, absolutely, and UConn's one of those games that we need to play more of those games, if you ask me. You know, kind of those UConn's, of maybe those NC States, at a Wake Forest in there, what have you. But, you know, that's the one, you know, because we should be on that level with UConn, and that's the gauge. Understandable if you fall short at Auburn, but UConn, a team like that, you should be where they're at. And at home, what I'm hoping is a game I remember in 2009, if you guys remember, we hosted Virginia, and it was a tight game, but they melted in the second half. Just absolutely melted in our heat. I know it was during the day, but, you know, I'm hoping somebody, a team from way up north, comes down here and can handle the heat and just melts in the third and fourth quarter.
All right, we're going to hold Marshan over for just a couple of minutes. And then, of course, week four, Marshan, I want you to think about that one a little bit during the break and tell me how forward you are looking to the Tulane matchup as we continue with Marshan Kenny on the Eagle Hour. And as we head to the break, our good friends out at MCS Home Center will be there a week from Friday. Remind you that for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, they've got everything you need. They're located on Highway 98 West. No need to go to the big national big box stores where nobody wants to help you. Local folks are eager to help you at MCS Home Center. 7329 Highway 98 West. More with future WNBA star Marshant Kenny on the other side of this break.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right. Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of our show every day out on Highway 98 West. Eagle Tire is up on Hardy Street. Between them, you can buy every major brand tire on the market. You can enjoy good full service work on your car or truck, including AC work. And you'll know you'll be supporting a family-owned business since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, really, really happy to have them part of our family. Marshant Kenny's on the phone with us. Marshant will be joining us starting next week every Monday to do some football analysis for us. Lee Roberts will be on every Tuesday. He'll be on the show tomorrow, and then starting next week will join us every Tuesday. You've heard of him before, haven't you? Lee Roberts, that guy, Marshant?
I call him Captain America. I've always said you want your daughter to marry a guy like Lee Roberts one day. If that happens, you should be a happy man because they don't make him better than Lee Roberts. I call him Captain America.
Actually, the U.S. government has said if the bald eagle ever gets scrapped as our national logo,
it's going to be Lee Roberts.
It'll be Lee Roberts. Yeah, he's next.
It'll be Lee Roberts.
Yeah.
I hope he hears this. I really hope he hears this. Okay, Marshant, we decided you beat Alcorn. You lose probably. I hate to say that, but probably to Auburn. The UConn game's very interesting, but, you know, look, let's just be honest. From a fan perspective, the game this year will be the fourth game of the season when the Golden Eagles travel down to Tulane and take on their former head coach, Will Hall. We're getting closer to that day, Marshant. Do you have any thoughts about the importance of that day either way?
Well, it's so important to us, and, you know, we went through 4 years of Coach Hall football, and it was what's the adjective, Kelly? What should I say? It was
4 years on the calendar, more like 10 dog years, you know.
10 dog years on the calendar. And, you know, we saw it, we witnessed it, you know, his last year 1-11. I consider that worse than Ellis Johnson's 0-12.
Yeah, that type of football is good around Halloween, but you get...
You know. Halloween, it was scary. There's a good one, it was scary. And, you know, we're going down there, and I'm seeing what Will Hall's preaching down there, and it's the same messaging, the same stuff he did around here. And I think the thing he has going against him is Tulane went to the playoff last year. That's as good as it's going to get at Tulane. they can only go down from there, man. He's got a lot of pressure. There are a lot of question marks on why they hired him, considering what happened here at Southern Miss. And the pressure could happen early. You know, they play at Kansas State before us, at Duke. I mean, they could be, you know, 1-2 coming into our game. They easily could be. And if it's that, it's going to be an interesting game. And I like our chances there. Talent-wise, yeah, they do have more talent. But just considering who's on the other sideline, even though Coach Anderson hadn't been head coach for us, from his resume, though, I like our coach versus their coach. I just do. And it's not a personal thing. Wall's a great guy. But it's just from coaching standpoint, Coach Anderson's a football coach.
Yeah. I agree with you with what you said about Ellis Johnson, and that may jump out at some people because that team was 0-12. But that team played East Carolina and Louisville in a much, much tougher schedule than the 1-11 team of Will Hall. Fair to say, Marchant?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with the similar schedules, I think if Ellis Johnson, and I hate saying his name. I'm not supposed to. Am I going to get in trouble saying his name? Ellis Johnson, you know, with Will Hall's schedule, yeah, you're looking at probably 6 wins, at least 7, 8, I don't know.
Now, yeah,
they lost, and Ellis Johnson's teams lost some close games to the Louisville's of the world.
Whoa.
Let's not make excuses
for Ellis Johnson on the show.
No, we're not.
Is this the excuse?
What is going on?
No, but I mean,
Are you going to throw me off this show? No, but our listeners
are going to come at us.
It is just a fact. And those are the two comparable worst seasons in the history of Southern Miss football. Both of them were.
But let's also note that Will Hall only coached 6 games of that 1-11 season. Let's also note that they did have an interim coach for the rest of that season.
Oh, that makes everything better.
It doesn't make everything better. I'm just saying that.
You think he'd have turned it around?
I don't know. I'm just saying that. I don't know. Regardless of the fact, Tulane versus Southern Miss on the field, you know, Tulane certainly has more talent, more money, more resources than Southern Miss does, which is shocking to say, Marchant, because 10 years ago,
it was the opposite.
It was the absolute opposite. But now, and the reason I do think Will Hall is going to do good this year at Tulane is because he kept a lot of that roster from last year. When he was here at Southern Miss, his one good season here, it was number one, players he really didn't recruit, and a defense led by Austin Armstrong, who was a really good defense, and he found a way to go to a bowl game. So I don't really think he has to do much this year for Tulane. The question about Will Hall is, what is going to happen next year or the next when it's his recruits, his development, his coaching hires? That, to me, is when you're going to look at how he's improved here at Southern Miss, because his problem was he didn't develop talent, and he made really bad coordinator hires. So we'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, I had heard
the regime over there, and as you know, there's a shocking stat that when he was at Southern Miss, Coach Hall, 1-22 versus teams with
yes,
a winning record.
Correct.
Wow.
1-22.
I wasn't aware.
And the only win was against Tulane.
That's shockingly bad.
I wasn't aware of that.
The same regime over there, same messaging. I just don't believe in it.
Yeah, I get it.
And they could be 1-2 entering our game. 1-2. Look at the schedule.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, I hear all those arguments. I just still think on paper Tulane will be favored in that game.
I'll support you there, Demon.
Yeah.
On paper, they got more time.
Let's get off of Will Hall and Ellis Johnson. What do you say?
What about Ellis Johnson? No, no more Ellis.
We've already said his name enough on the show.
But I'm dying to know what you think, as great a collegiate football player as you were, about guys now that go to the NFL. I think that may have been stopped. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And going back to college after trying to make it in the NFL. What do you think about that, Marchant Kenny?
The ridiculousness of the Wild Wild West in college football right now was furthered and just knocked out the ballpark with what is happening with NFL players coming back down to college. I was watching the ESPN show the other day, and the guy just stopped everybody on this subject, and he said, "I saw the most amazing thing. I won't name the coaching staff, but I was with a coaching staff, and they were looking at film of an NFL preseason game on who they could recruit." I mean, are you kidding me? Isn't it supposed to be the other way around? It's ridiculous what's going on. That's why I said right now the purity of the game is kind of suffering, but you got to be about the brand, and I'm a brand guy. I'm a Southern Miss guy. And all this can be happening, but I love them black and gold. You know, you almost have to be about the brand.
I think that's right.
If the leadership in the NCAA is not going to step up and do something about it,
that's exactly right.
Somebody has to. So you at least give the commissioners of the Big Ten and the SEC some cred.
Kelly, you bring up a great topic, too. Who are the lawyers of the NCAA? Have they ever won a case? Who are these guys?
I don't think so.
I think they're 1-22. Like, all 20 teams. I think they're 1-20.
They need to go get my guys at Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Apparently
that's
so.
That's it. Yeah. I think they're using the guys who we lost the logo fight to Iowa to.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they handle that well.
How did we lose that, man?
They didn't even remotely look the same.
It was like, that's a Hawkeye. This is an Eagle.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah, well, you know, people from Iowa are a little shady, Barshant, as you well know.
Hey, let me tell you something, buddy. Don't make fun of Iowa with your mouth full. That's what we always used to say.
Iowonians.
You know.
All right, Marchant, give us your thoughts about what you see, what you hear, and how excited you are to see this new era of Southern Miss football kick off.
Well, one thing I'm super excited about is the name Renaissance Stadium. I love it. It's an almost $14 million deal over 10 years, and we got rid of a name there that, you know, I won't go on that, but
whoa.
Renaissance Stadium, it sounds good.
We brought up enough bad names today, but go ahead.
Yeah, and then my wife Angela had a great thing. Rock the Renaissance, huh?
Oh, shirts. There we go.
Rock the Renaissance, maybe? Yeah. But no, really excited about that, man. And that brings us into the future with some money, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of unknown right now. Ethan Hampton's a solid guy. I think he's healthy. Blake Anderson had said 100%. We got a quarterback to be behind who's won some big games with other teams. This defense under Joe Bolden, you know, the nasty bunch moniker is still a moniker until proven. But, man, he was an awesome leader, linebacker at Michigan, all Big Ten guy. He's fiery. He's fun to watch, coach. So, and I know, Dima, you know, I watch your stuff all the time. That's where I get all my information. And it looks like defense, nasty bunches, is starting to come together, man. That secondary is looking pretty solid. Am I wrong?
I thought so. In that second scrimmage, the defense certainly looked better.
Something that has been unique with this squad in the 40 years that I've covered Southern Miss is I've never seen such a divided fan base about going into the season as far as expectations go.
No.
I mean, when you look at social media feedback about the Eagle Hour, lots of times is, man, you guys are so down on this team. And then you'll have 50% other people go, man, I think you're giving this team way too much credit considering there's 70 new guys.
I had a guy tell me today we need to quit pumping so much sunshine about the football team.
So whatever's going to happen, the football team will earn.
Oh, boy.
I mean, the football team's going to earn whatever moniker it gets.
Right.
You know, and that's what I want to see. Let's get going here. Let them earn whatever description people want to have for them.
All right, Marchant, we look forward to having you on the show every week. We're going to work on that Ward's NIL deal for you, okay?
Thank you, man. My recruitment is open if anybody's listening.
Marchant Kenny, future star in the WNBA or perhaps NCAA.
Hey, wait. No, we're football.
Football, I'm sorry.
Football.
See you next week, Marchant. Marchant Kenny, everybody.
Don't some of the players in the WNBA play football?
Some are bigger than Marchant, actually. We'll be right back.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, always entertaining with Marchant Kenny on the program. He'll be joining us next week and every week as we enter football season on Monday, and we look forward to all of our conversations, of course, with Marchant. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program on Hardy Street, baseball, softball, adult sports training, batting cages, tracks, pro shop, expert guys down there to help you be the very best you can be at your sport, whatever that sport may be. Kelly's probably gone and seen him a little bit after that golfing episode you had with Dima Friday night.
Man, if they had a physical therapy place in there, that would be even better because I could step right from off the turf.
Dima said you didn't injure yourself by making good shots.
I injured myself in just about every possible way.
Would it have been the 17 strokes on the par 3?
Yeah, well, when you put 6 in the water, that's it's You know, and Dima said, just lay up. You don't have to. No, I'm going to. I'm going to hit it.
And he just kept doing it. And then there was one time he didn't even get it off the tee box. You know, it just faltered in front of him.
I'm just so physically weak anymore. So I guess I need to get to Dima.
You had a couple good holes. I think you had a triple.
A triple bogey, yeah.
That was probably one of his good holes.
When you're proud of that, it's time to quit.
Yeah. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is important, but don't keep up with guys like Kelly. Be sure you get an annual physical. Be sure you eat right, exercise, and make sure your health is as good as it can be. And when you do have problems, the great, great people at Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. All right, you know, in the never – ever-changing world of college sports, there's yet another change, Dima. And what I read this morning was the Big Ten was the first conference to take some action to try and maybe combat this latest round of madness.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like Ryan Day made a call to Tony Petitti, who's the Big Ten commissioner, and said, this is dumb. And Tony Petitti said, okay. And he said, then they issued a blanket injunction. So, you know, anytime one of your big boys says something like that, and then the SEC followed right after them, and now the Big 12 has followed, and the ACC will probably soon follow. So, poor Lane Kiffin, you know, at LSU.
So, what happens to that guy, the former Ole Miss player that's now supposedly going to LSU?
He's not going to LSU anymore.
He's not.
No, I mean,
and he sure ain't going back to the Cleveland Browns and Todd Monken, is he?
Certainly doubt that. So, you know, what they really should have, what they should do from now on, even if that is allowed, where if you go to the NFL training camp and you get cut, you can come back to college, which I think is ridiculous. They need to make sure, you know, so that this problem doesn't happen next season. Maybe, and, you know, Ryan Day said this in his press conference yesterday, which I thought was a brilliant idea. Say, you know, July 15th or August 1st or somewhere in that, you know, that date, your roster has to be set. Your college football roster just has to be done. You can't add, you can't subtract. You're playing with that roster that year. And then, you know, when the transfer portal opens up in January, then you're free to change it. Because all of this, and you know, we can talk about this in Southern Miss's regard too, these three players that they got, right? Like, think about them. And think about this not from a football state, but like their mental state. You're told you can play football again, which is awesome. They were off. They were done with football with their lives. They can come back to Hattiesburg and play football again. And then the next day you're told you can't play football again. You can practice, but you can't play football. And then now they're told, well, you might could play football if we get, you know, this judge to rule this way or this judge. No. What you do is August 1st or whatever day they want to say, the roster's done. Done, Skibato, that's the roster you're going to play with throughout the college football season. Then in January when the portal opens up, you're free to change your roster. Easy fix.
And as far as the NFL teams go, it could be in conjunction with the colleges. Once you sign any type of paperwork with any pro team, you are automatically eliminated from any further participation.
Which is the way it's always been.
Yes.
And I don't think that should be – that's just common sense to me.
Of course it is.
Why should that be on paper? Or like, why is that even a question?
Yeah. But why – we can't even – shouldn't even use the term common sense anymore when it's not that common. Correct. I mean, when you have to put things in writing that 25 years ago you just took for granted because you had a brain – and didn't have to write things down like that.
And there was I remember vividly, if you even hired an agent and you were a collegiate athlete, you were done. Your eligibility was over.
Nobody wanted anything to do with you.
Correct.
Well, when you declare for the NFL draft, you know, as like a junior,
You're done.
Yeah. And if you don't make it in the NFL combine, you don't come back to college. That's right. Why it's a risk to declare for the NFL draft. Unless, obviously, you're a top draft pick or whatever. But, you know, that's why sometimes you see those maybe third or fourth round guys say, listen, and we're seeing a lot more now, but listen, I'm going to come back to college, play another year, get some money.
If I was good enough this year.
Correct. And I'll be good enough next year. But they can't go to the draft combine and, you know, run a terrible score or whatever at the draft combine and said, you know what, I'm probably not going to draft very hard. I'm going back to college. That's never been the case.
Which
I feel like this year it is going to be the case.
But that under those rules, then that makes that decision paramount. Sure. Do I want to roll those dice?
But what I'm saying is now you're seeing more and more players not doing that. For example, Oregon. You know, Oregon returns a lot of their team from last year. You know, their team that went to the semifinals, they got beat by Indiana. Oregon returns like 15 starters from that team because all of them were draft eligible, including their quarterback Dante Moore, who's a Heisman, you know, candidate in the early season. But their draft prospects, you know, were anywhere from the second to fourth round, and all of them said, listen, we're going to make $10 million this year at Oregon to play another year of college football and improve our draft stock. Ohio State did that the year before when they won the national championship. A lot of that roster was seniors that decided not to declare for the NFL draft in the 2024 draft. You know, that's players who were important to that team, like Emeka Ibuka and you know, Jack Sawyer and all these players who were important to that team. This Indiana's team this year, you know, similar there. They are bringing back a lot of that national championship team. Indiana is because a lot of those players can improve their draft stock and make $10 million this year.
You look at college baseball. I mean, you see kids do that every year. You're a junior. You're going to come back for your senior year, or you're going to go into the draft. And once you sign that contract, you're done. You're not coming back to play college baseball.
And why
is football not the same?
It historically has been. Yeah. That's the thing that is so weird about all this, is that it just changes. But that's what I'm saying. I agree with Ryan Day at Ohio State, you know, August 1st, your roster has to be done.
That makes sense.
I mean, I just think that would solve a lot of these issues, because the problem is you're having all these kids, especially with the 2022 injunction. This is separate from the NFL thing. The 2022 Colorado ruling, where, you know, the three kids, Nunnery, Maui, and Jameer Lewis, can play at Southern Miss. Now they can play. You can't play. You're not playing. You can't do that for a whole season. That just messes with your mind. So August 1st, your roster has to be done. Plain and simple. Kelly?
Can't disagree.
If it was just that simple.
I know.
But you're dealing with politicians and everything else who just muck up everything that they...
You watch and see. This kid that thought he was going back to LSU, some lawyer in Baton Rouge will file a federal lawsuit and seek an injunction where he can play on the team. You watch and see.
And then if that happens, which I don't doubt it, and it rules in his favor... Then all the other switches start being turned back on.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I think you just one date your roster has to be done, because once he files that injunction, like I said, these three kids here at Southern Miss might can play again, and then you're going to play against Alcorn State, but then the next week, no, you can't play against Auburn. I mean, that's not fair to anybody. Not fair to the coaches.
No, let me get your opinions on this, guys. Kind of related. Got a nice message yesterday from a listener. And first of all, I want to thank you for reaching out. I welcome input. We want to hear your input. This particular listener said he thought we talked too much about this kind of thing. And my response to that would be, never before has these sorts of new issues arisen in college football. And if you're doing a sports talk show, you can't ignore the elephant in the room. The game is on its head right now. Agree or disagree?
Yes, and the way, but what we try to do is tie that subject together with its direct effect on Southern Miss. Now, yes, all the other schools are having to deal with the same things, but we primarily are concerned with how does it affect Southern Miss. And I think Dima just outlined it beautifully. Those three players, and one of them came from literally halfway around the globe,
America Samoa,
to play football.
Yes, and now was told more when he got here that he can't. So look at all the time, turmoil, and financial burden that was placed upon whomever just because of that.
The school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just unfair to do that to these young men.
Correct. Yeah, and like I said, you know, if they were eligible to play, they'd all three be starters. So it's not only fair to the men, but how does Coach Coughlin with the offensive line, you know, figure out his offensive line if he doesn't know he can play with those two players? How does the defensive line, you know, do with Coach Steckel? You know, I mean, it's just it's an ever revolving door, and that's why it's just silly to me that, you know, there's still not an answer.
It's a hard enough job under the current circumstances if you implemented what Coach Day wants to do and what Dima has documented, then that makes the job a little bit easier, if not a lot easier, for these guys to know, okay, who do I have to choose from? And of these guys, all right, let's get to work.
Because
this isn't going to change.
The season's 11 days away. And
for some, it's 4 days away.
Sure. So, I mean, just like, how are you going to go get NFL players now? I mean, that's just, how is that even fair to anybody on your roster?
Right. And, of course, the other argument is, well, they really weren't NFL players. They were practicing with the Cleveland Browns, but they didn't make the team, so they're theoretically not a Cleveland Brown because they didn't make the final roster.
Well, he definitely ain't a Cleveland Brown now.
But he's not going to be a Cleveland Brown. You sent me the sound bites from
Coach
Monken yesterday. This guy don't need to worry about wearing the brown and orange, does he, Kelly?
No, and I saw where Coach Monken thought he got trapped in a question last night too, Dima. So.
Yeah. Well, if the injunctions work like they do in college, we need to start an injunction. I'm just going to go to a local court and start an injunction for term limits in Congress, you know, if it works like this.
I'd support that.
Me too.
I'd support that. All right, we'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, let's get right back to work. I want to thank Marty and Cindy Vick out of Jewel Masters. I visited with those fine people this morning, and they're great. They don't like you much, Kelly, but that's pretty normal.
Yeah, take a number.
They do buy gold and silver, and they want me to remind people of this. Jewel Masters is not closed. You can walk in there today and buy a beautiful diamond ring. Dima could do that for his beautiful new wife. Maybe a jewel stone necklace or something.
Christmas
Dima,
coming
I'm going to let him know you're coming down right after the show. And buy her something really, really nice at Jewel Masters.
Well, Kelly gave me his credit card, so
well,
be
hell,
able to
I,
put
I,
anything
I'm
on it.
I'm going with you.
And I'm
going to
go give me some new golf clubs, too.
I believe you said that's where you got – am I wrong about this? I shouldn't say this. Is this where you got your wedding ring?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good
yeah.
deal. Jewel Masters.
He didn't check the expiration date on the card.
Kelly's good at that.
Jewel Masters. It worked this morning with that $30,000 charge.
Oh, great, yeah. great.
Jewel Masters, they're buying gold and silver, but they're open. They got beautiful jewelry. I was in there this morning. Spectacular. Everything from diamonds to gemstones. It's all at Jewel Masters across from Academy Sports. Also, I want to thank our good friends out at Mo Baby & Yay Company for their support of our program, 2902 Hardy Street. Kevin Mullins and Mr. Grubbs at Genesis of Hattiesburg. Such big, big Southern Miss supporters, and we're really grateful to them. And also, our great friends, and we have so many good friends on the show. We say that, but it really is true, at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Now, they do like us.
Well, they like you too.
Well, yeah, they do like us. There are not a lot of restaurants that are big fans of yours. I'm not sure why.
And I'm not sure why either, because the Lord knows they make a prop. Well, no, they lose money
no,
on
they
me.
They lose money yeah, on you, yeah. Kelly. You don't ever eat anything but buffets.
Sorry about that.
Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. That's where you can catch up when you miss us at 1 o'clock. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Alexa or Siri will play the Super Tall Giggle Out before.
One of our listeners texted in that Dolly Parton passed away.
You know, we saw that. That's what a great American icon is Dolly Parton.
And
that,
I knew
that's
she,
sad
she had been ill, right? The last
yeah,
couple.
I think she had been ill.
Yeah. yeah.
80 years old.
Yeah.
Dolly
just
Parton.
A wonderful lady. Did a whole lot of good things for charity.
And I think most people remember her as a singer, but I don't know that
pretty
people.
Pretty good actress.
And a prolific songwriter.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, yes.
I mean, a lot
yeah.
of the songs that Kenny Rogers, just the Glenn Campbell.
She's just an icon.
Yeah.
I mean, she's right up there with Johnny Cash and those kind of
and
guys.
And came from nothing, you know, and yeah. talk about the American dream.
And you mentioned charity. I saw something the other day, and this is before I saw the news report that she had passed away, but her organization giving something like 320 million books yeah. to children, you yeah. know, who didn't have the funds to, you know, purchase things like that. I mean, just she was a singer, she was a songwriter, she was an icon, but she also had the heart to, you know, give back
no
the
question.
Money that she received to people
real
who were
loss
in need.
To the country.
Yes.
You don't replace people like Dolly Parton.
Well, now she's getting her reward.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. That's if anybody is, Dolly Parton is. That
and
is,
if she's not, the rest of us should just phone it in.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Me and you have zero chance if
right.
Dolly's not up there right now. Yeah. All right, Demi, you got any news and notes?
Well, volleyball back in action to start the season on Friday. That's the Black and Gold Challenge, and Thursday is the next soccer match. That's the home opener out there at the Bell Stadium. And then obviously tonight for practice, we'll have a full practice report on my social media at DMX, and so you can follow all that stuff on Twitter.
And I want to follow up with something that Marchant said earlier. He said that Coach Anderson had said that it's 100% chance, and I think that was the quote. There's 100% that he'll be there.
You agreeing with that?
No, he said he thinks he'll be 100% on Tuesday.
Okay.
That's how he said
okay.
it. Not 100% that he's the starter. He said, because we asked him what his status was, he says, I think he'll be 100% on Tuesday night. So we'll see tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad but we would get
the clarification.
That we got that clarification, because we obviously don't want to misquote anybody. But I don't know, you guys, if I'm just overplaying this thumb injury. But again, I saw it with Burrow, and they always want to paint a rosier picture, which I get it, because opponents are listening. Other teams in the conference are listening, so you have to be careful with what you say and how you word it. But like I said, if it's anything like what Burrow had, and there are degrees of severity to any injury, I'm hoping it's not, and that he will be ready to go.
I think, though, the team would have a pretty solid backup, would they not?
I mean, I think it's a drop-off from Hampton to their backup. I think they're – you know, everybody said that I said that they didn't have a Division I quarterback somehow, you know, in one of my release reports, but I did not say that. I just said I wasn't confident yet, which was 2 weeks ago. I do think Liddy and White could run the offense, but you're just getting such a more veteran, such a more experienced quarterback with Hampton. He has the better arm strength. He has the better decision-making. I do think that there's a drop-off. Yes, they can run their offense. Yes, they can play Division I football. Yes, they can do that. But I still think that Hampton is clear and away the best quarterback on the roster.
All right, Bob, higher or lower? The number of wins that Southern Miss will amass in football or the number of podcasts that Dema Mixon will co-host before the end of the
I'm going with Dema. I'm going with Dema.
Shooting way the over, huh? On higher? Now, Dema, tell us about the 2 or 3 or 8 podcasts that you
in 15 seconds.
Yeah, that you're co-hosting.
I'm on this one, obviously. Then I run my own with Glenn Dyer, View from the Press Box, which you can check that out. We kind of do like a little bit more detailed stuff than this show, and we do those on Monday nights, and then anytime we're at practice together, we do kind of quick shows. And then I'm also on a high school podcast with Trellis Williams, TSJW Network. This is a statewide high school football podcast. We touch on college, but mainly high schools. That's called Picked It Clean podcast, and we do those every Monday and Thursday night. So come check us out. It's been a lot of fun. I do a lot of talking for a living.
Leave that check for the promotion on the front desk as you're leaving the room.
That's where that new diamond ring's coming from, all those podcasts.
No, I think it's coming from your credit
card. Your credit card, yeah. And I'm going to be talking to you about that when we go there. All right, we'll have Lee Roberts on the show tomorrow, Captain America, as we now know him.
That's right.
Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.